Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
2022 moves into the rearview mirror. 2023 approaches fast, swerving with its high beams on. Humorist Dave Barry writes, "What can we say about 2022? Well, it could have been a lot worse. We didn't have nuclear war, for instance." I'd just like to point out to Mr. Barry, we still have a few days left of 2022, so it might be too early to count that out. His column is titled "Dave Barry Year in Review, 2022 Was the Opposite of Good." I found his syndicated column in the Miami Herald. He does a month-by-month look back on a lot of events we'd prefer to forget. It's well worth reading, even if it does trigger some PTSD. Barry said 2022 was the third year of the pandemic, or the eighth year, nobody really remembers. It was the year where people wearing masks were hated by people not wearing masks, and vice versa, and both sides are 100% supported by the science. Barry writes, on the medical front, many states dropped their mask mandates as elected officials become aware of new scientific data showing that there's a strong statistical correlation between enforcing mask mandates and not getting reelected. It's hard to believe that it was almost a year ago when Vladimir Putin ordered the invasion of the Ukraine, one of the biggest events of 2022, and certainly one of the events that will wind up in the history books, along with Wordle and pickleball. 2022 will be remembered for inflation, high gas prices, the Great Resignation, a mass exodus from the workforce, and a massive shift in workers changing careers. I heard the term supply chain so often in 2022, I do not need to hear it ever again. So in addition to the year in review, we also get to hear predictions for the coming year. The New York Post does an annual review of the predictions of Nostradamus. Post columnist Rita Weigel points out that Nostradamus made these predictions in 1555, after he lost his wife and young children to illness, and he also read a lot of the Old Testament. So his predictions are very dark, and they warn of chaos, wars, pestilence, natural disasters, civil unrest, political assassinations. He's heavy on language like blood rain. For 2023, Nostradamus predicts global warming where the sun shall sear the shining sea and cause the fishes to boil. He predicts a seven-month great war, many people dead through evil. I bet he was a great guy at a cocktail party. Nikolai Ajula is a 37-year-old self-proclaimed psychic from London who claims he predicted the COVID pandemic and Kim Kardashian's breakup with Kanye. He predicts that both Madonna and Beyonce will experience heartbreak in this year. Well, I hope that 2023 is better than 2022 and way better than 2020. Happy New Year. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.